And yeah, it helped with my kids when I would say ridiculous things. They would say, why would you say that? You want that? And I'd be like, oh, let me reword. Right? So it just, you know, we're humans. It helps if you have help. Helps really good. And ways to get yourself to pay attention. Humans, we love reward and we don't like cost. I literally, in the early workshops I would do, I'd say, if you catch me saying a limiting statement and I don't add a yet, I'll give you $5 on the spot. It didn't take that long for me to stop. Right? So but everything on earth works if you have a system, a protocol. Even spirituality, you know, if you're gonna have a meditation practice, you gotta actually like set a schedule. Right? If it's, you know, religious or spiritual, you gotta have some kind of consistent protocol. That's it.
And be okay with when you're not doing so well, like be okay with it, because sleeping will help you regain back your composure.
It, you know, it depends on, you know, how you're looking at it. Like, if you have a student and they don't hit 100 every single time, how do you make them feel? Right? So what you're talking about is just a nasty mind habit of being disappointed. Right? Not always. Sometimes you have a bad day because you're in a human body. You're not nearly as spiritual if you're tired or hungry. It's the truth of it. Right? And yet you could look at that as, oh, you know, I'm not 24/7. Or you could look at it as, wow, look at that. I'm expanding my stamina, my capability. Here's the thing, though. Once you get it, that it's just consistency, you know, the turtle and the hare story, the fable, right? Once you get it and you know, oh, all I have to do is stay the course and I'll get the benefit, it's just not so hard anymore. Right? So the channeling, you know, I've had a real fear. And it's not intellectual. It's not in my mind. I mean, I'm very supported. I'm safe. You don't have to be here. You can leave the room, right? It's not like you're going to crucify me or throw tomatoes. It doesn't matter. The fear's real. It's a true energy that's real. But I also know that the only way to dissipate that energy is keep showing up. That's it. I want to get more flexible. I got to keep doing the yoga or the stretch or whatever I'm doing. If I quit because it's hard or feels uncomfortable, I don't get the result I want. It's it across the board. So here's a piece that may help you. When you show up in the energy of disappointment, self-judgment, self-criticism, impatience, fear, when you show up in the energy of the old ick, but you stay conscious and you keep plodding away and choosing, that's your gift to the world. That's the transformation of the lower vibrational energy into something higher. All the women that went before us, so that we women today, we can own property, we can move, have jobs, we can be gay, we can be, we don't have to be married to have children, we can vote, we just have all these freedoms we didn't have as little as 50 years ago. Because of women that went before us and stayed the course. It wasn't easy for them. So when you're in the stinky energy or the icky energy or the difficult energy and you choose consciousness and you choose staying the course until you master whatever it is you're attempting to master, that blesses everybody. Why do you think we love the Olympics? They stay the course. That's it. We love when people do that because it uplifts all of us. Everybody who's good in any field they're in is because they stayed the course when they didn't want to. So your days when you have a bad day, if you're having a bad day and you still choose to watch what you think and watch what you speak, that's your bonus. That's your bonus round. Not the good days and everything's going right. That's just fun. That's just the payoff. Does that help a little bit? Right? And so I used to get texts from students, bonus round. But they knew better than to ask for pity, so that was good. Right? And sometimes I'd see the text, wow, it's a bonus on top of a bonus on top of a bonus. I'd be like, good, stay the course. Payoff's great. Does that help a little bit? All right, so what did that bring up? Anything?
The immediate benefits of this, like the thing that you want to not do anymore that has longer term unpreferred benefits has immediate, like it makes you feel good now but not later.
It actually makes you feel less bad, but it does not make you feel good. The things that make humans feel good take time, effort, and consistency. The things that make you feel less bad are a fast, momentary fix, and you usually pay a high price.
Right.
Overeating. I love to overeat and bring my conscious, my ground, really. But it makes you fat. And not sleep good, right? But in the moment, it'll ground me real quick. You know, you're tired. Slam some caffeine or some sugar. You get a quick fix, but you don't really feel good. You don't feel as good as if you have a great schedule and you eat well and you exercise well and you have natural energy. So there's a difference between feeling less bad and feeling good.
So you have to hold out.
Well, you don't have to do anything.
Well,
you get to pick.
Right.
What do you want?
Right.
Right? You can cheat on a test and feel good you passed it, or you can do the work and feel good for the rest of your life that you have character. You get to pick. You can be whoever you want. Yeah, it's interesting times because our culture moved away from the character. You know, we went more into the quick fix, and it actually doesn't work. Yeah. I would always tell my kids, oh, honey, you don't have to like it. You just have to do it. There, no, nothing says you have to like doing this. But you do have to do it, and you will like the results. I'm like, I don't know why you would think you have to like everything you do. I'm not sure where you got that, but that's not true. And they'd be like, oh, okay, hell yeah. Isn't that interesting? Okay, you ready?